time to make some final moves, some final transactions towards the playoffs. It could be your trade deadline this week or maybe last week or maybe it's next week. But regardless, we're going to give you some trade targets on the show, as well as giving you an update on our fantasy football league, the Fellowship of the Fantasy Ring. No time to waste. Let's get straight to it.
Welcome to the Fantasyland Football Podcast.
All right, all right. Okay. All right. Welcome to the Fantasyland Football Podcast. My name is Zach. This is Badaki. Badaki, how are you doing today?
Yeah, good. Good morning here. Here in Sydney, Australia. Just another day, another dollar.
Another day, another dollar. Hey, it is Wednesday, the 18th of November.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
We've got a great show for you today. Hopefully clutching up some great trade options for you. Hopefully your deadline is this week and not next week. But lots to talk about. Obviously, playoffs are pretty crucial this week to get a dub, or you might be out of the playoffs by now. Regardless, thanks for listening. All right, let's get into some news.
What is going on here?
What is going on around the National Football League? What is the need to know news? The goss. All right, well, bye weeks, you need to know. The Bears, the 49ers, the New York Football Giants, and the Buffalo Bills are all on a bye week, so please do not roster any of these players. But start us off, Badaki, with some great news for a certain Green Bay Packer.
Yeah, Alan Lazard officially off the injury reserve list, which is really great if you do have him. If you were sitting on him, I think this is a good addition for your team. Yeah, I think it's good. Personally, I think those points that was going to MVS, those long, deep balls to MVS, is going to go now to Alan Lazard. Alan Lazard is and also a slot receiver, so he's going to be mixed in a lot. So that's really great. Also,
yeah, it is great.
Drew Luck.
Just want to say quickly on Alan Lazard, sorry.
Yeah.
If you watched the waiver show yesterday or you listened into the waiver show yesterday, we told you probably Lazard's a guy over MVS.
Yeah.
So just know that if you did pick up MVS last night.
Say no more. Drew Luck, like I said, severe strain and bruising. Uncertain for Sunday against, I'm pretty sure, the Miami Dolphins he's playing. So, I mean, if you have Drew Luck, unlucky if you are a Noah Fant owner. If you are,
you shouldn't have Drew Luck. Let's just be honest. You just shouldn't have him on your team unless it's a two quarterback league.
Yeah, exactly. But I think this definitely hurts, you know, Noah Fant. But we saw, it was a Brett ripping it up.
Yeah.
When he came in and Noah Fant was still getting those targets. So yeah, maybe it's okay.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Jimmy G. Kyle Shanahan is hopeful to have him back this season. He just got out of his walking boot with that high ankle sprain. So recovery looks like it's going well. I don't know what the point is to bring him back this year unless they are fighting for the playoffs. But. It's good news if you're a 49ers fan. Antonio Brown.
Oh, boy.
Always in the news and typically not for a good reason.
Right.
The NFL is reviewing an incident last month in which police say AB, Antonio Brown, destroyed a security camera and threw a bike at a security shack. The league wasn't aware of this before reinstating him. I mean, we can only speak on behalf of fantasy relevance, not legal matters.
Right.
But this is worrisome if you own Antonio Brown, because I wonder how many stories haven't been told that might come out. I don't know. I want to believe the best, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's hard to with the history of his behavior, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I actually have a lot of hope for AB, and I think that, you know, this circling, you know, of course, if somebody that has anger issues, he has his anger swings, you know, when one day he's really upset and one day he's not, and he's fine, and he's normal. Maybe it could be I think of it kind of like Kanye West. You know, Kanye West is bipolar. He goes crazy.
What is happening right
now? I don't know. I just have I feel kind of bad for Antonio. Not with all the sexual harassment stuff. That's terrible. Please believe it. But his whole anger issue, I think that's a personal thing he's trying to work on, and I think he's genuinely trying to work on that. And you know, the media tries to poke him.
Yay, 2024.
Go vote.
All right. Hey, every Wednesday podcast, we like to answer questions from the Fantasyland community.
Yeah.
And this week, we have chosen one question. We put up a story on Tuesday or Monday, depending on if we forget or not, and ask you, what questions do you want to hear? What questions do you have answers to? On our Instagram, we put up a story, and anyone can reply to it, and we choose one or two each week. This week, we chose one. It was from Ryan Saucerus.
I like to call him Rhino for short.
Yeah, Rhino. Big supporter of the show. And his question is, what will the Chargers look like when Austin Eckler is back? Badaki, you have your thoughts on this?
Yeah, you know, when we first read this question and I was kind of thinking about it, my first thought was, I don't think Eckler's coming back. And if he does come back, what's the point? You know, the Chargers are, 2-7 right now?
Yeah.
And there's no hope for the playoffs, okay? I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I think it's confirmed that they're not going to make the playoffs unless you're in the NFC East. But
yeah.
Look, I don't see Eckler coming back. I don't see him becoming a factor here. I don't see the reason why he's going to come back. If he does come back, and if he does come back, I'm assuming he's coming back week 15, you know, for what, 2 weeks? Mm-hmm. It's no point. You know, there's no point.
He could come back for the playoffs, for the fantasy playoffs. That's a realistic potential.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just assume he does come back for the playoffs.
Right.
Right. And it's week 14 and Austin Eckler's back. You don't know if he's going to get the full workload, and they face Atlanta. Probably, if that is the case, you're going to have to start him in most scenarios, right?
Yeah. But that's the problem. The problem is that you're probably starting him over somebody that's at the moment a little bit more guaranteed, a little bit less of a risk, you know? So let's just say you have someone. Would you risk starting Kenyon Drake over Austin Eckler in your flex position the first week Eckler's back?
First week Eckler's back, I would absolutely start him over Kenyon Drake in all PPR, half PPR leagues.
What about?
Without a doubt. Not standard.
Who else? Who else can I think of? I'm just thinking of people that I have on my team. Damien Harris. Would you start him over Damien Harris?
Yes. Yes, I would. I would.
Here's
the thing. We don't know what his role is going to be. And we don't know when he's going to come back. So I guess if anyone's trying to trade for him right now, you need to not give up much value to get him back. Don't give up the value you would if he was healthy. If that makes sense, right? If he was 100% healthy, don't give up that value. But I guess to answer the question, what will the Chargers look like when Eckler is back? My goodness, this is going to be a really good team next year if everyone can stay healthy on the offense, on the defense.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the combination of Justin Herbert, who is just flinging the ball, Austin Eckler, who is that dual threat out of the backfield, Hunter Henry, great tight end in this league. I don't know if they'll sign him or not in the offseason. Mikey Williams, that one-on-one ball. Keenan Allen. When they put this whole thing together and the defense is back and Joey Bosa is completely healthy, their secondary is completely healthy.
The offensive line is healthy. Like,
this could be a really great team. Yeah. I would say they're a lock for the playoffs if their whole team is healthy next year. If the whole team is healthy and there's no big injuries, I would like to go on record and say they will make the playoffs.
Wow. It's hard to say because there is a lot of talent in that division. You know, obviously they're in KC, definitely. Raiders. That's really the two monsters. There's KC and the Raiders. Raiders are finding their swing right in this year, finally. You know, they're winning some games. So if that continues, then that it'll be hard to make the playoffs. They'll probably get a wild card spot, potentially.
Yeah. Eckler next year, could he be... He will be a first-round pick again, surely.
Yeah, I'll definitely take Eckler first round, for sure.
Yep. All right, guys, we're going to talk about Thursday night football matchups. But first, we want to tell you a little bit about RSA. RSA, Rochester Sports Autographs, they are our partner for our monthly signed sports memorabilia giveaways. And we are doing a signed Davante Adams jersey.
Oh, boy.
We're actually going to announce that probably today. And we are partnered with RSA. Mm-hmm. They are helping us out with that. But we believe they are the go-to for all things sports memorabilia.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, did you know that most signed sports memorabilia companies don't actually work directly with the athletes? Did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe some people didn't.
Yeah. Does Rhino know? Maybe not. You know?
Maybe not. They you know, most companies work directly. I'm screwing this so hard. Most companies do not work directly with the athletes. They use a third-party company, but not RSA, okay? RSA makes deals directly with the athletes in bulk, so you can always get the best deals in the industry. Mm-hmm. RSA is also the largest JSA authenticated autograph distributor and promises a money-back guarantee on all products. Head to shoprsa.com for all your signed sports memorabilia needs. My goodness, I'm sorry, RSA. That was probably the worst ad read we have potentially had. But in all seriousness, if you want anything signed sports memorabilia, RSA is the place to go. We love these guys.
Yeah.
Again, that is shoprsa.com.
Are you ready for some football?
Are you ready for some football?
Are you ready for some football?
Okay. Thursday night football. Wow. What a matchup.
Yeah. Huge matchup this week.
This is no Jaguars matchup. This is no Jets matchup. No, this is a prime time matchup for a prime time game.
That's right.
The 6-3 Cardinals at the 6-3 Seahawks. The over under is 57.5.
Divisional.
Probably going to take the under there.
Yeah. I wonder, I need to look at this standing here.
Yeah. You know, the Cardinals are actually in first place technically right now.
Yeah, technically. Problem is that Seattle conference of 4-2. Yeah. I think if Seattle wins this, technically they'd be on top for until Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens, because if the Rams win, bro, this conference is tight.
Division
Cardinals 6-3, Rams
6-3, yeah.
Seahawks 6-3, 49ers 4-6, which I think they can still make a run. It's crazy to say that.
They got a really good rest of season schedule.
Yeah.
How crazy is it, though, that the Niners are at the bottom of this division? They would be at the top of the NFC East, by the way, but they're at the bottom of this division, and they were in the Super Bowl last year. It's just those injuries have cost them.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Going to be a fun one to watch. The Cardinals, obviously, you are starting Kyler. You're starting DeAndre Hopkins. What a catch. That throw.
Oh, my God. He on X Games mode.
Kyler really just threw it up. And DeAndre was like, don't worry. I got you.
Yeah, he got it.
But let's talk about the rest of this team. So, Christian Kirk, he will probably be a boom or bust guy rest of season.
Right.
Is this one of those weeks you feel comfortable starting him because of the Seattle defense is just historically terrible against the pass? They are actually the worst so far ever this year, ever.
Yeah, look, I'm actually not confident in starting him purely because it's a Thursday night game. I don't like my chances playing somebody that can be a boom or bust on a Thursday night game, even if it's against the worst, you know, secondary in the league that gives up the most points to wide receivers. I think there's a lot of, if you have Christian Kirk right now, you're probably thinking this is a great matchup. You're right. It is a good matchup.
Right.
But I think that it can either, once again, boom or bust. It's Thursday night. And I think the way I like to play is that I like to position my players in certain times. I like to have enough players in the first half of the day playing, But I'd rather have my great players playing in the second half of the day. Obviously, you can't control that. The only way you can control it is if you trade a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm not starting Christian Kirk.
I do think that, you know, depending on your roster, Kirk could be a well-worthy start against this defense.
I think
so. Obviously, it depends on your options.
Yeah.
And I think, Badaki, you're speaking on, you know, in the scenario that you probably have a lot of good options. So with Kirk, I think he's a pretty decent flex. He has high upside this week.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about this backfield. Drake and Edmonds, is there anyone that you want to start in this backfield?
No. Look, I don't want to start them. I think I'm only starting them if I have some sort of buy. You know, but there's not really people that you can start. Obviously, with the bye weeks, the Bears don't really have anyone. 49ers. I'm talking about running back specifically.
Yeah.
No, there's not really anyone here I would like to start. I'm just really impressed that Drake came back. He had over 100 yards rushing, which was pretty impressive, I thought.
Yeah.
And Chase Edmonds, I think he got his, I think, 3 targets, maybe 4 targets. And I think he probably had about, 50 yards? I need to check. I haven't checked his stats.
He had 10 fantasy points, was involved in both passing and running. Yeah. You know what's frustrating about Kyler Murray? And it's really, let me explain it like this. I was watching the game, obviously, on Sunday. And I was watching Kyler run into the end zone with his quick little feet running around the field. And I thought to myself as I watched him run into the end zone, this isn't fun for anyone, for no one, one person except for the one guy who owns Kyler Murray in your league. It's not fun for anyone to watch Kyler Murray run into the end zone unless you are an Arizona Cardinals fan or you own Kyler Murray in fantasy. It's frustrating for every single other scenario. Do you own D-Hop? Yep, that's frustrating.
You're right.
Most people would probably have thrown to D-Hop a lot more in the end zone, in the red zone, sorry. Do you have Christian Kirk? That could be frustrating. His upside could be higher.
Right.
Do you have Drake? Do you have Edmonds? Chances of them ever rushing for a touchdown, quite low, because Kyler is just so good. And it's not Kyler's fault. But man, it is just really triggering, honestly, to watch Kyler run it and him for a touchdown.
He needs to be careful, because as you were saying that, I was just like, man, I'm surprised this guy hasn't got popped yet. I'm surprised that he hasn't got popped. He hasn't got hurt in the significant way.
You know
way.
Why, though? He obviously had the history of playing baseball, and this dude knows how to slide. The difference between him and, let's say, an RG3 when RG3 came into the league was RG3 did not know when to stop. He did not know when to play it safe.
That's what I was comparing it to in my head, actually.
Yeah, and obviously as a Washington Football Team fan, it's real feels, because, man, that was the funnest year of my life watching RG3 as a rookie. And obviously the injuries just ruined his entire career.
Yeah.
But, man, Kyler definitely has a shot at the MVP this year. If they can win this division and, let's say, maybe go 12-4, real good shot at MVP if he's still putting up those numbers.
Okay. Okay.
Let's talk about the Seahawks, though, because there's obviously another MVP candidate on that side.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson. Yes, chef. Not cooking lately.
Not cooking the past 2 games. He can definitely turn it around. He will turn it around, I personally think.
Yeah.
He played this team before they lost, before in overtime. And
he's going to be thinking about that.
Exactly. He's going to be thinking about that. He's going to be thinking about, you know, those passes that he missed, those, you know, the ones that got away from him, and he's not going to let it happen. He let 2 get away from him. I think they lost 2 in a row. Yeah, they lost 2 in a row. Yeah. So he's not happy right now, and I think this is the comeback game.
Yeah, and I just want to say as well, if you own Russell Wilson, just calm down. Do not trade him out of fear.
Yep.
Do not worry, okay? Everything's going to be okay. Yep. Russell Wilson is he's just game proof of every game. You can start him. Words are hard to say today. Okay,
I get it.
DK and Tyler Lockett, not great games last week. Mm-hmm. But you're starting them again this week.
Yeah, you're starting them. I think the only worry that we have is from Tyler with that injury with his knee. He had an MRI.
Yeah, I think it's a tip. I need to remember. Let me look it up.
So yeah, look, if you have Tyler, I think you just have to be more aware of his status.
Yeah, you're right. It is a knee sprain.
Yeah, so just be more aware of his status. See how they're going to use him. I think if you do have Tyler and he doesn't start, next guy up could be, is it David Moore? He's been utilized a lot in the passing game recently, and also I think Greg Olsen had a couple passes, a couple catches.
Yeah, we're not starting David Moore or Greg Olsen though.
No, right? we're not starting them. I think that's somebody to be watching out for in this game. Just
in the game, right?
Just to watch.
Okay, is Chris Carson gonna play? Obviously, we don't know, but if he does, you start him. If he doesn't, do you start anyone in this backfield?
That's the problem. That's the big question here. And if Chris Carson doesn't start, I'm not starting anyone. I'm not confident in starting anyone. I still have DJ Dallas on my bench just in case Chris Carson doesn't go. But we saw the comments from Pete Carroll. He said that he really likes Alex Collins. Carlos Hyde could be coming back this week. Apparently, the only person in question is Chris Carson. Watch, next minute, Chris Carson starting. They release Alex Collins. Like, watch something like that happen. You'd be like, what?
Yeah, so very, very realistic possibility.
Yeah, don't start any running backs unless it's Chris Carson. I'm not happy or confident to tell you to start Alex Collins, to start Carlos Hyde, to start DJ Dallas.
And the reality is one of these guys could pop off if Carson doesn't play, but we couldn't tell you who it's going to be.
Correct.
So proceed with caution. Hey, the best way to stay up to date with everything fantasy is to follow us on our social media accounts. On Instagram, it's @FantasylandFootball. On Twitter, it's @Fantasyland_FB. By the way, if you're listening to the podcast, you can watch it as well on YouTube. Search Fantasyland Football. You'll be able to see our beautiful faces. Subscribe and hit the bell so you do not miss any videos. And if you're watching on YouTube, if you would like the convenience of listening to the podcast, you can on any podcast platform in the world. Link in our bio if you need to find it. But let's give you a little update on our fantasy football league.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
All right. Let's talk about the guys in our fantasy football league, the Fellowship of the Fantasy Ring. We've been giving you updates on our league weekly on Wednesdays.
Yep.
If you haven't had a chance to get to know the guys in our league, they're just really fun guys to be around. Go to our Instagram page and there's a story highlight where you can actually read player profiles for every single person who plays in our league. We also give you weekly updates. By the time you're reading this, we'll have either posted a weekly recap for this week or it will be in the next couple hours. And let's talk about the league. Let's talk about what's going on. Obviously, playoffs are around the corner.
Yeah.
Who scored the highest this week out of anyone in our league?
Yeah, with 139 points this week is Samuel Green.
Mm.
Guy from the Greater West.
Sammy G.
Yeah, Sammy G, look, he's coming back. We'll talk about that a little bit more. And then also the guy he played was the lowest scoring for this week was Stavi 12, Steve, a.k.a. Alfred. And he is the lowest scorer for this week, Sam and Steve.
Yeah, Sam started off this year 0-3. He's now 6-4.
And you won't believe
where
he's
at. Quick math. And 7 weeks he's lost once. So he is charging. He typically says. But let's have a look at the playoff picture.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
All right, let's talk about it. The playoff picture currently, obviously we do a 6-team playoff. Starts week 14. There is a bye week for the first and second seeds. But let's have a look right now. It's really close between seed 5 and seed 8. All these guys here, including me, are all 5-5. Myself at 5, Steve at 6, Wesley at 7, and JB at 8. And the reason we are separated is because of our points 4. We have points 4 as a tiebreaker in our league. But it's going to be tight to finish the year here.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's going to come down to the very last game. I think it's going to come down to points four. and which is going to be, you know, a nail biter. You know, these guys really need to hope that their team are going to put up points. That's really what it comes down to, and they have to win games. So
yeah,
if they probably have a luxury to win one more game, the rest they have to win out, and hopefully that they put up points. So we'll see what happens. I'm excited.
I just realized, looking at the standings, that Sam Green is now in second.
Yeah.
He has gone from the bottom of the table to second. That's crazy. What a comeback picture.
Huge comeback.
Joe sitting at third, Brandon Baca at fourth, with somehow he is still winning games.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. And Steve at sixth. Is Steve going to make the playoffs?
I'm not confident in this team, you know. It's just really interesting, his team. Let me pull up his team really, really quick, just so we can kind of break it down. Giovanni Bernard, James Conner, Brandon Cooks, Devontae Parker, Rob Gronkowski, Melvin Gordon. On his bench, he has DJ Chark, Julio Jones. He has a couple more other people, but irrelevant to kind of mention at the moment. So he doesn't have a quarterback. He had Drew. He needs to get another quarterback. So we'll see. He's playing against you this week, actually. Yes, so it looks like a really easy win, in my opinion, for you.
Oh, please don't set me up like that, because I thought last week was an easy win against Brandon Baca, and I lost because Tom Brady decided to go crazy, and so did Ronald Jones.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the rest of this, these standings here. Wesley at 7.
Mm-hmm.
JB at 8. Still fighting. Tommy, Elijah, I guess, have a little bit of hope for playoffs, but let's talk about Daniel Ilioi and Luke Rogers.
The GG's boys, thanks for playing.
Probably best way probably to sum it over up. For them.
Best way to sum it up there. Look, it's still a lot of talent on this team, on their team. I'm trying to make a trade with one of these boys, but I'm happy if I don't, because I mean, talented people are not going to be in the playoffs, so I'm happy.
Yeah, last thing I want to say is, do not be that guy in your league, if you didn't make the playoffs, who sabotages the playoffs for others.
Yeah.
Don't be the guy who's trading away Christian McCaffrey for David Montgomery because you're just done with the playoffs. Do not be that guy who's giving away Travis Kelce, whatever it looks like. Just have the integrity in your league. It's really the worst if you're in the playoffs and someone does that. And
yeah,
commissioners, just look out for it as well. But what is Patreon, Badaki? What is Patreon?
That's right. Look, patreon.com/fantasylandfam. That's our website. That's where you can get connected with us. That's a way for you to support the show. And if you love what we're doing, if you love fantasy football for this year and for next year, please take a time, look at it. We have three different tiers that, you know, we think that you can fit in. And, you know, we love to help. We love fantasy football, and we love the support that you guys are already giving us. Just via the messages and via Instagram and wherever else you guys are supporting us. But Patreon is a way to say, hey, you know, we want you guys to grow, and we want you guys to take this to the next level. So check it out. Yeah. Patreon.com/FantasylandFam is a great way just to show love.
I love it. All right, let's talk about trade targets.
To trade this dude and don't even get a first round pick, it's damn near a fireable offense. Clearly because of emotion, because it makes no football sense whatsoever.
Okay, trade targets. This might be one of the last weeks we have trade targets.
Yeah, this
depending
might be.
On, you know, people's schedules. Maybe we'll do one more next week, but we'll have to talk about it. Most people's trade deadlines probably this week.
Mm-hmm. Probably this week, and you know, who knows? We actually haven't really thought about it. We'll probably just bring you playoff pitches, you know, playoff outcomes, things that can help you in the playoffs, things that you should be doing in the playoffs. But look, we're going to give you the trade four targets right now, and I think that's pretty exciting, especially with me, my first one.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And
these are people we are trading for.
These are people we're trading for, absolutely. And look, I'm bringing you very controversial ones in a time period where, you know, you need security. But
these are very controversial these picks, are I'm excited to talk about
Very. These are for the people that, you know, that are just within the playoffs, okay, in that playoff picture. Maybe you're first, second, third. Maybe you're from first to fifth. I'm talking to you guys, but I still want everyone else to listen. My first guy, Raheem Mostert, okay?
Colonel Mustard.
He's currently on... Colonel Mustard. He's currently on a bye, okay, with the 49ers. And there's a lot of talk that he's going to be coming back next week, okay? And if you are in a position to lose, if you are in a position to take a risk, if you are in a position to hold him for somebody that's on a bye, take it, because this is his playoff picture. The Washington football team, okay? The Dallas Cowboys and the Arizona Cardinals, which all these teams give up not a lot of points to fantasy running backs, but they give up a decent amount. They're right in the middle
decent
there.
Decent matchups. They're not the best matchups, but they're not terrible to look
exactly
at.
So, and that's what you want. So I believe he's the most talented back here. I believe he, yep, when he comes back, he's going to get the workload. We saw what he did in the first half of the season. You saw what he did when he came back after he came back from the IR, yeah, the first time. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I think that if he did not get hurt, if Raheem Mostert did not get hurt, I genuinely believe he would have been a top 10 back in fantasy this year. And that's crazy to say, but he was really talented. He was, you saw what he was doing. He was breaking for,
yeah,
really crazy yards. He was used in the pass game. He was used in the backfield. It's definitely a risk, but I think Raheem is a good trade target for you guys in this last week to hold, to sit, and hopefully to play during the playoffs.
To hold, to sit, to love. Sounded like a wedding vows there. Yeah, look.
Love you, Raheem.
I like the risk on Raheem. I am slightly worried because of the offense, so I think it caps the upside a little bit, but I agree. It's a great risk to take because he could be getting the work in every area of that offense.
Yeah.
And Brandon Ayuk looks really nice, mm-hmm, so there is another piece to take the attention off of him. I like it. I like the risk. And who, I guess I'm putting you on the spot, but who are you actually trading? Who are you comfortable trading away to get Raheem? Because Raheem's kind of this guy who's in limbo where, man, what really is the value for Raheem Mostert? We're right, always going to talk from the perspective of PPR.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I just want to feel it out there with you.
I'm thinking more somebody like, I'm thinking an Austin Eckler.
Okay.
You know,
Kenyon,
I think,
Drake, is that a name,
yeah,
that we would be
Kenyon
comfortable
Drake,
saying?
Exactly. And these are guys that you're taking a chance on Eckler, but the chances of you actually playing Raheem is a lot higher than Eckler. Okay, number one, Kenyon, right, Drake, he's not sharing the ball. He's not getting, you know, his touches away. Raheem technically is, but there's four guys that are hurt with him. So I think he's going to come back and he's going to be the lead back here. There's a lot of couple of different names, but I think you have to look.
Let me throw a really interesting one out there. How about JD McKissick?
Yeah, I'm taking Raheem over JD any day.
Cool. So you can see we're not telling you to give your entire assets for Raheem. Hopefully that helps you understand the context.
Right.
Let's talk about our second trade for target, my first, Tyler Boyd.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Tyler Boyd, if you drafted him this year, you have been very happy with his production. Currently wide receiver 13. Keep in mind that will go up after this week because he's already had his bye. Now, and there's a lot of teams on bye this week.
Right.
Now, Tyler Boyd, he's only had 3 touchdowns this entire year. And I want you to understand where I'm coming from, because that, to say he's wide receiver 13 and he only has 3 touchdowns, that's amazing. That means that he is typically matchup proof. He's typically always guaranteed the targets.
Right.
Let's talk about targets. By the way, we're always talking from a PPR perspective here. Tyler Boyd is currently 11th in targets amongst all wide receivers. 11th in targets. Tyler Boyd. Okay? I feel like I don't want to over-exaggerate that number, but that's really big. That's really big to be in the wide receiver 1 conversation and also have the targets to back it up, because he's got production, he's got targets, he's got the receptions, and man, if the touchdowns follow, he could easily find his way into the top 10 wide, right, receivers rest of season.
Mm-hmm.
From what we have seen, Tyler Boyd is Joey Burrow's safety blanket, right? T. Higgins is kind of that big play guy who has higher upside potentially, but has a lower floor.
Okay.
T. Higgins, I love T. Higgins. He should also be someone that you could consider trading for. And the reason I say both of these guys is because of their playoff schedule. And it's all about playoffs now.
Yes.
These trade targets that we're bringing you today, all about playoffs. Maybe taking a risk, maybe going for guys who have a good playoff schedule. Let's look at his playoff schedule. Week 14, Dallas. The fourth worst defense against wide receivers. Okay? Week 15, Pittsburgh. Now, Pittsburgh is a great defense, but they do have a tendency to give up a lot of points to wide receivers. Week 16, Houston, who is 23rd worst. Sorry, they are, I'm going to do quick maths in my head. They are the ninth worst. They are the ninth worst defense against wide receivers. For me, if you need, here's how I want to explain it. I think Tyler Boyd is potentially the best flex option you could dream of.
Right.
The best flex option. PPR leagues.
Yeah, I agree. I like Tyler Boyd. You know, we have somebody in our league that has Tyler Boyd, and he established that he wasn't going to trade in the beginning of the year.
Shout out to you, Joe.
Shout out to Joseph. Love you, brother. Hope Phoenix is treating you okay. Yeah, I like Tyler Boyd. I think he's a great flex option. I think you're right. He is the strongest flex option probably out there and to start.
To be honest, one other thought, sorry to interrupt, I just want to throw out, is if you can trade away to get a real, like if you can package to get an elite running back and you have to give up an elite wide receiver, but in return you get Tyler Boyd as your wide receiver too.
Right.
Wow.
That's good.
That's a really good scenario to put yourself in. So just another idea. There's a lot of flexibility there with Tyler Boyd.
Yeah. You're right. Look, my guy, my trade for, once again, is also not controversial, but risky. And yep, it's Zach Ertz. You know, as Zach Ertz has been doing well at all this year. We all know that. There's no hiding it. He's currently tied at number 26. And it's crazy that he can still finish in the top, you know, top 10 of tight ends this year. Yeah. Obviously, tight ends hasn't been doing too well. But I think this is what's key about this is that the Eagles are getting healthy. Okay. Everyone's coming back.
Yep.
The Eagles are still in a playoff position. You know, they lead the NFC East in, what, 3-7 and 1.
Oh, yeah.
Which is crazy.
Sorry, little representation of the NFC East.
You're right.
Through your ear canals.
Look, and I think it's just the classic Eagles trying to do everything last minute. Everyone's coming together last minute. And you have to remember that Zach Ertz is very talented. You have to remember that Zach Ertz is a very talented tight end. He, coming into this draft, he was number, what, four? He's a number four?
Three or four, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably four. You're probably right, four.
Yeah, Travis.
Darren Waller would have been the actually, you know, no, what, Mark Andrews.
Travis, Mark Andrews, Darren Waller, Zach Ertz coming into George the Kittle season.
So Zach Ertz could have been the fourth or fifth.
George Kittle. We're missing George Kittle. Five. He's in the top five.
Yeah.
So look, once again, this is all playoff pitcher. So we're looking at the playoffs, which he plays when he comes. This is playoff. So he's back this week. He's off of IR.
Don't know if he'll play.
Yeah, we're not sure he'll play, but he's off of IR, so we'll see. But playoffs. Yeah. Playoff pitcher.
Playoffs?
And, he's playing the New Orleans Saints, okay? They give up the 3-6 most fantasy points, okay, to tight ends. Then he plays the...
Quick maths.
So New Orleans Saints, okay? Arizona Cardinals.
Go ahead. I'm really, really interrupting your take. Go ahead.
From the top here, everyone. Playoff pitcher, New Orleans Saints, Arizona Cardinals, which doesn't give up a lot of points to tight ends, but he plays the Dallas Cowboys in that last game. And I still believe he's very talented. I still believe that he's going to come in. He is going to at least produce. You know, he's been sitting on IR. He's been sitting on the bench. He's been looking to see how he can make his team better, and he's going to come in and produce. Zach Ertz is a hard worker. He's one of the best tight ends in the league. Yeah. Let's not forget about that.
And what I love about this is he will cost you not much at all. And if anyone's valuing him as that tight end five, do not trade for him. But if you're going to have people who aren't valuing him, he might be on your waivers.
Yeah.
Either way, I like it. I like it as a risky... Because here's the thing. The tight end position is so volatile that if you hit on a week, it could pretty much guarantee you a win.
That's right.
And that's why we're both bringing you tight ends this week. My... last trade for target and our last trade for target. Again, it's a tight end. And man, I feel like this one player is potentially the biggest advantage you could have on your entire team in the entire fantasy football world. I think he holds the biggest advantage of any position of any player, respective to the position to the player. If that makes sense. Travis Kelce.
Wow.
Okay. Go on a little journey with me. All right. Go on a little journey. George Kittle. My goodness.
Wow.
The injury really hurt us all. Mark Andrews. You have to start him. That's been the conversation. You have to start Mark Andrews. Mm-hmm. Darren Waller has been decent. I saw a tweet recently that said, if Darren Waller... was ruled as a wide receiver in fantasy, he wouldn't even be a top 30 wide receiver this year. Zach Ertz obviously has had the injury issues and has not been productive at all. And all these guys, you drafted them this year thinking you were safe.
Mm-hmm.
This is my safety blanket. I'm going to spend a little bit of draft capital on these guys. Tight end position is just shaky, shaky, shaky. But the one guy in this whole position that you can absolutely count on is Travis Kelce. He is an X factor for your team. Let me ask you this. If I could pretty much give you a bonus 10 points, a bonus 10 to 20 points before you even start your week, every week, is that something you'd be interested in?
Sure.
This is what I'm trying to explain. Travis Kelce is the only tight end that will guarantee you at least 15 to 20 points every week. Every other tight end could get you 0 points at any time.
Right.
Or 1 or 2 or 3 points at any time. When you have Travis Kelce on your team, it automatically gives you an edge versus every team in your league. Going into the playoffs, I am very, very comfortable giving up a valuable asset, maybe a couple valuable assets, in order to get Travis Kelce on my squad. Hear me out. You're not going to be able to get Travis Kelce on the low at all. And that's typically what we would tell you to do.
Right.
You're not going to be able to do that. It will take a lot of value. But I think if you're in a position where you have a lot of depth at wide receiver or running back, and you have a decent tight end to go the other way, make the move. Let's say you have TJ Hawkinson or Mark Andrews or even a Darren Waller. Now's the time to try and flip them with a really valuable running back or wide receiver to try and grab Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
It is a risk because obviously you're putting all of your faith into one player who could be injured, but man, this could pay off big time in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
If you've got a starting running back, starting wide receiver, and they're on your bench, and you can get rid of a tier one running back or wide receiver to start them instead, this is a conversation you need to start having. And I know it's crazy to say, but if you've got CMC, and hear me out here, right? If you've got CMC, and you're already in the playoffs, and you don't necessarily really need him, now's the time you could potentially explore a trade for Travis Kelce.
Mm.
I know it's wild. I know it might be a little bit out there, but I actually reached out to Daniel Ilioy this week, who's in our league, our fantasy football league, and I tried to offer Christian McCaffrey and who's my tight end? I am absolutely losing my mind.
Hayden Hurst.
Christian McCaffrey, Hayden Hurst, and I tried to get Travis Kelce and Raheem Mostert. Just some ideas to throw it out to you.
Okay.
I think there's different ways for you to get Travis Kelce. And I'm in a position where I have Josh Jacobs and Nick Chubb as running backs. And I have a really great flex option in Calvin Ridley. So I was super comfortable trying to take that risk because I really genuinely believe there's not a better X factor. There's not a better advantage than Travis Kelce in fantasy football this year. That's my thoughts. Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy. I definitely agree. Travis Kelce, it is an X factor. I started with him. I traded him away for Dalvin Cook. Even trade, yes or no, it all depends.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, when we give you trade for targets, we also give you trade away targets. So let's give you our first trade away target, which is Ezekiel Elliott. Oh, my goodness. It's just not been a good year for Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah.
Oh, he needs some milk.
Here's the deal. The offense has not looked good since Dak Prescott went down.
Right.
It's been shocking, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to ask you a question before you even listen to this next 5 minutes or however long this will be. Do you believe in Ezekiel Elliott, the talent? Do you believe he still has it? Do you believe he's the guy he was when he came into the league? He's still good, maybe better. Do you believe he is that elite talent? If so, skip the next 5 minutes. Don't listen to anything I'm about to say. Do you think he's the guy who can carry this offense? If yes, go ahead and skip 5 minutes. If not, if you don't believe that, maybe it's time to look for a trade. Maybe it's time to trade this guy away.
Right.
Because he still has a lot of name value.
Mm-hmm.
He was probably the third pick in your draft.
That's right.
Now, personally, I'm not hyped about the rest of his season. If you look at his schedule, my goodness, the bad offense and the bad schedule combines for not a lot of hope. Okay? Let's look at his points in the last 3 to 4 weeks. Week 6, 12 points. Week 7, 6 points. Week 8, 8 points. Week 9, just under 9 points. The upside is capped so bad. And when you look at his playoff schedule, he actually has one of the worst playoff schedules in all of fantasy. Okay? Week 14 is against Cincinnati, which isn't terrible. They are in the top half against defending the run at 14. But then you look next week, or the week after, week 15, they go up against San Francisco, which is the 7th best. The week after that, Philadelphia, which is the 6th best. Again, do you believe in a recovery for this offense this year? Right. Do you believe Andy Dalton is the guy to fire up this team, to start getting things pumping? If not, look for trade value, because I do believe there is big, big value still out there for an Ezekiel Elliott.
Wow. Zeke, I traded him away probably a week or two after Dak Prescott went down. Probably the best move I made. I mean, I traded it for Chris Carson, which he gave me, you know, 2 solid good weeks, and then he got hurt.
You know, I actually want to ask you a super interesting question to finish off this Zeke take. Would you rather have Ezekiel Elliott or DeAndre Swift for the rest of the season?
I think I'll still keep Zeke.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting thought.
Yeah, for sure.
How about Ezekiel Elliott or Josh Jacobs going forward?
JJ.
Okay. Well, there you go. Hopefully that's helped you. I honestly think if you can flip Zeke for JJ, I would do it like that. I would do it in a heartbeat.
Say no more. My guy, my trade-away target, DJ Moore.
Oh, okay.
DJ Moore. And look, this is a perfect opportunity to sell high, to get rid of him. You know, he still has his bye week. I think he has his bye week next week. What week?
No, 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks from now. He still has his bye week. And I'm just not sure I really want any wide receiver on this team, which is crazy because I do have Robbie Anderson, which surprisingly we'll talk about soon. But look, big factor, and the reason why I'm not going to go in-depth about this is because the next guy is also Carolina Panther, but Teddy B is hurt, and that would affect his production. I'm telling you to trade him away right now because it's a perfect opportunity. Maybe you can get somebody else. Maybe you can get a Devonta Parker, you know? Like, maybe you can get a – who would you want?
I would rather have DJ Moore in that scenario personally. But let me throw – words are hard to say.
DJ Chark.
Would you really rather have Devontae Parker?
I'm just throwing out okay. Names.
How about Kenny Golladay? That's an interesting one because Kenny Galladay's got the injury. Or Justin Jefferson. How about both of those guys? That's really interesting.
I think the problem is that like DJ Moore is still ranked around that area, but I don't see his value being there. I see his value being more because Justin Jefferson is what? What's his ranking? Do you know?
Well, he's outperformed his ranking on most sites, but yeah, he's probably ranked similarly to DJ Moore in most sites as far as rest of season.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson currently sits as a wide receiver 18.
Yeah, Moore is 21. So, you see, I don't think DJ Moore is there. You know, I don't see it there, and I think his ranking is a lot lower. Maybe he's in the 30s. That's why I would say maybe a Devontae Parker. Yeah. You know, because he doesn't really have much competition over there. Maybe a DJ Chark doesn't have really that much competition.
Yeah.
You know, in those teams where DJ Moore has Robbie, DJ Moore has Curtis.
T. Higgins.
Christian McCaffrey in the backfield. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's how I'm comparing it.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I don't want to go more. I don't want to get into it.
I think it's safe to say that you and I would rather have DJ Chark, Justin Jefferson, Mike Evans, T. Higgins, Juju all over DJ Moore.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Well, I hope you like talking about the wide receivers out of Carolina because here's another one for you.
Yep.
Robbie Anderson. You know what's funny is Badaki and I, the day before we do this podcast, we do our research and we actually put a lot of thought and effort into who we think we should put on these lists. We put a lot of effort and research into it. And then we come together and bring a list. And it was funny because as soon as I knew that that DJ Moore was on the list, I was like, oh, no, maybe I should change Robbie Anderson. But no, we both feel pretty strongly about these trade-away targets. Robbie Anderson has been great this year. Maybe the steal of the draft. He currently sits at wide receiver 12. But just like DJ Moore, he still has a bye week coming up in week 13.
Yep.
If you need to make the playoffs, now is definitely the time to trade him away. He has been getting consistent targets, and that is how you sell him, right? The strengths of a player is always how you sell them.
Right.
So the targets have been there. You can't really say that about DJ Moore. Targets haven't been as consistent as they have been with Robbie Anderson. But all that being said, I just don't think he's a matchup-proof guy anymore. And same can be said with DJ Moore, but if Teddy Bridgewater does miss time, everything is off the table. Everything.
Yeah.
The favorites on this team, how the offense looks, nothing is solidified if Teddy misses time. And you look at the playoff schedule, it's not the best playoff schedule for either of these guys.
Yeah.
And that's what we're looking at now, is the playoffs. He has a good matchup in his first week of the playoffs. Week 14 is Denver. They are currently 18th against wide receivers, but then it gets pretty difficult against Green Bay. And let me tell you, Zaire Alexander is probably going to be mashed up against Robbie Anderson in week 15. He is what some would believe to say the best cornerback in the league,
right?
If not top three. Green Bay is currently the 8th best defending against wide receivers. And then they go up against Washington football team. Now, I know we want to laugh at the Washington football team, okay? But what we don't realize is they've actually been really good against the pass. Really good. In fact, they are the second best team defending wide receivers. So keep that in mind. These are his playoffs matchups, excuse me. And Kendall Fuller, I know this might be a homer statement from me, but Kendall Fuller is the highest rated cornerback in all of the NFL right now via PFF. Sorry.
You know who else is on that list?
Who?
James Bradbury.
I love it. you know, I agree. Bradbury's been really great. But Kendall Fuller currently ranked the best cornerback, and I believe he would be matched up against Robbie Anderson. We love consistency, but it's getting harder to see trade away your wide receivers out of Carolina.
Oh, hopefully I can get rid of him this week. If not, Robbie Anderson all the way for me. Look, and this is probably the biggest controversial trade away I've ever had. Probably in my lifetime. But I want you guys to hear me out, okay? I'm going to break this down for you, and I'm going to give you my thought process. And I completely respect if you disagree. I completely respect if you think I'm out of my mind. But let me tell you something. My trade-away target, is Michael Thomas. And let me tell you why. One factor, Drew Brees. He can be out 2 to 3 weeks or longer. We have no idea right now. He's getting a second opinion, which we will see soon. If you have MT, you've been sitting on him for a really long time, okay? Either you sat on him, or maybe you traded for him. He was like, you know what? He's going to come back this week. He's missed 6 to 7 games, okay?
Yeah.
Number one. And I just don't see it being worth it to have MT anymore. Having MT is, I think, a bit of a risk, okay? And let me tell you why. I think he is very talented. He will get these targets. But my biggest X factor here is Drew Brees. If Drew Brees is not playing, and once Drew Brees does, once we get a confirmed time frame from Drew Brees, whether it's 2 to 3 weeks, you're either going to be in the playoffs or out of the playoffs. Okay? So if once we find out Drew's time frame, okay, then playoffs come. And then if Drew is confirmed out during the playoffs, you're effed, because I'm not confident having Jameis Winston throwing to MT. No way. No way I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm starting MT. Jameis is throwing to him. Okay? And I know there's arguments. I know Zach has a rebuttal here. But let me just tell you his playoff picture. He's playing Philly. Okay? Kansas City, who's pretty good against against wide receivers. And then Minnesota, who is bad against wide receivers. So his playoff schedule, you know, it goes from decent, hard, to very easy. Okay? In those 3 weeks. And I think there's a lot of people that will still want MT because they believe in him, just like I'm assuming what Zach is about to say. But I personally, before we actually get into who I would rather have and who I think you can trade for, I want to hear Zach's thought process.
Yeah. When we brought this up before the podcast, I'm just very hesitant to sell Michael Thomas right now. And the reason is I don't believe that you're going to be able to get the value back that you deserve for him.
Mm-hmm.
What we always teach, our principle really in trading, is trade high and buy low.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Thomas's value is arguably at an all-time low, even before he came back from the injury, because he's back and he just hasn't produced. And it's at an all-time low, in my opinion. I don't think anyone's going to give you fair value in return for Michael Thomas. So I personally think you might have to hold for him. Now, of course, if someone gives you a great offer, absolutely you need to consider it. Right. But I just want to, the Jameis Winston thing. Jameis Winston is not bad for fantasy football.
Right.
If Jameis is named the starter, I am actually pretty happy, because I would rather have Jameis there than Taysom Hill, because will he turn the ball over? Probably. Mm-hmm. But will he give wide receivers an opportunity to be fantasy relevant? Absolutely. Look at his entire career in Tampa Bay. Chris Godwin and Mike Evans were ballers. So I'm just saying I'm very hesitant there.
Right.
To trade him.
I think the way I think of it is, you know, if you are somebody trying to make the playoff push, you can't trust MT right now. Yeah, you can. His value is not high, and his value might not be there. But maybe you're somebody that has MT and Ezekiel Elliott. I am giving that offer to that person that has Travis Kelce, and I guarantee I would believe. And so you disregard like who else is on this team. If you have Michael Thomas, Ezekiel Elliott, and you gave somebody, you know, a Logan Thomas, a Hayden Hurst, as a tight end to get Travis Kelce and maybe somebody small, I'm taking that trade on the Travis Kelce side. Does that make sense? Like I would want to get rid of MT for Kelce, just like you were saying in the playoff picture, trying to win your fantasy league. That's how I'm seeing it. So these are a couple names that I'm thinking that you can trade for purely because of name value, and you can do packages, okay? Michael Thomas for Stephon Diggs. Remember, these are all packages. So you can package Michael Thomas once again for Travis Kelce. You can package Michael Thomas for Davante Adams. You can package a Michael Thomas for Josh Jacobs, you know, and you can get a low-end receiver and get a better running back. People still believe in Michael Thomas. People still believe in who he is and that he's a slant king. He's the target team.
You just sparked an idea in me. I don't hate the Michael Thomas for Josh Jacobs thought.
So that's what I'm saying. This is how I'm seeing it. That's why I think you can get value. People still, if I had Michael Thomas and I went to you, Zach, and you didn't have Michael Thomas this whole season, you would highly consider trading Michael Thomas and still giving me value. You would still argue with it, but my argument would be like, bro, it's Michael Thomas.
Yeah, I think, you know, in this whole conversation we're having, just absolutely make sure that you get value back.
Yeah.
Do not be giving up Michael Thomas for any tier two, tier three wide receivers, running backs.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you have to hold him unless you get real value. But I get the thought process. He has an amazing schedule as well, by the way, coming up. So I think what could happen very well is he could have a couple really great games. So you just need to be aware of that if you're trying to make a playoff push. I know you can't trust him, but man, the schedule looks good.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're going to have to use him. All right. Those are our trade for and trade away targets. Do not miss our next episode, our next show. Week 11, start, sit, advice, and Hail Mary matchups. We're going to give you all the advice you need to win your matchups this week. Thank you so much for listening. Huge. By the way, we are going to post about the Davante Adams signed jersey giveaway. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at Fantasyland Football so you don't miss out on it. And follow us on Twitter for game day alerts and updates on injuries at Fantasyland_FB. And last little thing we want to say is we have started a gaming channel. Badaki, do you want to take this away?
Yeah, look, we started a gaming channel. We are on Instagram, Fantasyland_GGs. We're on YouTube.
That's Twitter.
Sorry, Twitter. And then on Instagram is Fantasyland Gaming. So look, we also have YouTube, Fantasyland Gaming as well. So definitely check out on those platforms. But we're still trying to work out the kinks. We're trying to get a schedule down right now so that you guys can know every time that we're going to be playing. Once you hear this, I'm hopefully going to be playing later on today. Obviously, once you hear this, I would have already streamed, but stay tuned. Once again, we're still working out the kinks. We're getting everyone ready. We're getting everything right, but follow these accounts so you stay tuned so you know when we're going live.
Yeah. And by the way, if you're watching on YouTube, we have a featured channel section on our YouTube page now, and you can find our Fantasyland Gaming YouTube channel there. Give us a subscribe. If you love gaming, if you love Call of Duty, if you love FIFA, Madden, whatever it is, all types of games we're going to stream, we're going to play, we're going to figure it out together, and hopefully you can join and watch and comment. We can hang out together.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Have a great rest of your Wednesday, and we will see you on tomorrow's show. See you there.
See you there.
Hey. Yeah, you. The one listening to this podcast, you made a good decision today. Keep making those good decisions. You know what? Go ahead and do a little dance right now, like no one's watching. Cause you deserve it.